Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Elledge. Let's get into it. With us right now is Omer Gottlieb. Omer, you are the founder and CEO of SalesSpeak. You were found on the web at salespeak.ai. Omer, it's great to have you.
Great to be here, Josh. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, well, listen, I get really excited when I get to talk with folks that are doing really great, innovative things in and around leveraging what AI can do, particularly for someone like you in the sales world, because I think there's so much opportunity there. And more so than that, it looks as though you look like you do a lot of work in B2B. So we're going to get to that in just a second. I'm very excited to have this conversation. Before we do, Omer, I love talking with founders and other leaders and people that are very passionate in the work that they do, usually are pretty passionate about the things outside of work as well. So I always love asking, what kind of things you're geeking out on or really into outside of work. What are you into lately?
You know, this is my second company. So after I sold my first one about 4 years ago, I thought of what else can I do and what new skills I can learn and how can I actually have fun. And, you know, I'm not in my 20s anymore. I actually went and got my pilot license in California. So I'm a private pilot as well. And for me, I'm geeking out about it. I'm not an aviation junkie or something like that. But for me, learning such a new skill, such a complex thing, and so much fun, it's actually amazing. So even my wife knows when I need to relax, I actually go to the airport, 10 minutes drive from here, take a plane, just fly for an hour or two, and I'm coming back like fully recharged.
When you first put your hands on the, and I know that there's a really, it's a, a lot of, you evolve into it, so it's not like you're okay, welcome to flight school. Have at it, partner. but like when you did, when you were in control for the very first time, what did that feel like? Like, what did you feel going through your body? Do you remember that experience?
Absolutely. A lot of time during, first of all, one of the things I told my flight instructor before I started is I'm actually afraid of heights. And I wasn't sure of that. So the first flight was, okay, will I be afraid or not? And I think you used the word right. When I feel in control, I'm not afraid. So actually, when I have the stick in my hand or the wheel in my hand, I feel in control. 120% focused just on that. That's why it clears my head. I can't think about anything else. I'm focused on that. Amazing views, luckily, in California. So it's also having fun and really energizing there as well. So it's really a combination of new skills, both, coordinations and physicals and, even mental. I had to learn a lot of things and also having fun with that as well.
Well, all right. I've been going through your website, Omer. I'm excited to hear about SalesSpeak. Can I just have you give us a quick 101 first before we dig into, application and just how powerful this could be for the right person?
Sure. I have a lot of experience in B2B go-to-market, and I think a lot of things are broken there. And our goal is really to fix the B2B broken buying experience. And I think AI has a lot of, influence there as well. In a nutshell, what SalesSpeak enables to do is really create, I would say, a layer of intelligent conversations between a potential buyer and a company. Whether they're coming to your website or whether they're sending you an email or whether they're going to ChatGPT or other LLMs, what would happen if they would meet somebody or something intelligent that can actually help them, guide them the same way a founder would do? I think that's going to be a win-win because it's an amazing experience for the buyer. And there's a lot of insights that the company can actually learn from that. So we have set of products. One of them is on your website, one of them is on email, one of them is for LLMs and ChatGPT. But the main thing that connects everything is smart, intelligent conversations that help the buyer and help the company.
So much opportunity here, and thank you for kind of stepping into this because I'm very sympathetic to especially founders that are doing a lot of their B2B sales calls. And unless you've been through a lot of sales training, most people have not, you might not even really love the concept of sales. Like maybe you're uncomfortable with like, oh, here comes the closing question and here comes the objection handling and all of that sort of thing. Like a lot of that might give you the ick factor, but at the end of the day, B2B sales is very human. It is very, very human to human. And so, yes, we should be using AI, but I think that this idea, that AI is going to do the selling for us and it's going to be our proxy and it's going to be the AI that interfaces with another human. I don't know. I mean, there may be that might be a bigger factor in the future, but I see the bigger opportunity right now is how can we use AI to back us up, so that we can provide a seamless, higher touch, human to human experience in B2B. Omer, what's your take on all of
I
that jibber
love those
jabber that I
questions.
just laid out?
I love those questions. And you know what? A lot of companies, first of all, B2B sales could be very different to different companies, right? There's a complete difference between a PLG company, low ACV, into a high-end enterprise sales. It's a completely different sales motion. But I know everybody's saying, yes, sales is human, sales leadership, and they are right. I mean, I would never buy a $500,000 solution without having a relationship with the vendors. But we keep forgetting that a lot of companies are saying that, but let's look at reality, what they're doing to their buyers. So let's say I'm a, CIO of a big company and I want to buy a solution. I will probably go to the websites and then I'll need to navigate dozens of pages that look the same, or I need to fill up a form. And then a junior salesperson that cannot really help me will get back to me probably in a few hours or maybe tomorrow, not immediately. That meeting is going to be a waste of my time because it's only intended for the company to qualify me and schedule a meeting and doesn't help me a lot. And then he's going to schedule a meeting with the account executive that might be great and might be able to create a relationship with me, but he also doesn't know a lot of things because he needs the sales engineers and that. That's a lousy experience. Now, think of the other side. This CIO right now, on his day-to-day, is using AI every time. He's getting used to those kinds of experience. He's getting used to say, hey, I have something that helps me that I can trust that provides me with an amazing experience. That doesn't add up. I mean, those people are going to come to your company, are going to come to your website, and you're going to continue to make them jump through hoops because that's your sales process. Now, why are companies doing that? Because before AI, it was not financially applicable or reliable to provide this white glove service to everybody. So, yes, I want the CIO to speak with my best salesperson or even with my CEO, but only if the CIO has a budget and only if he's qualified and only. And I think the opportunity with AI here is not replace the salesperson, it's not replace the relationship, but really allow white glove service much, much earlier in the process. And I think if you think about it, it's not just a white glove service that is better for the customer. If, let's say, if the company founder or the company CEO or the best AE that you have, if they'll get to speak with every prospect, that's going to be a lot of insights back to the company. You're going to be able to convert more. And again, the only reason we don't do that is because it's not financially applicable. AI allows you to do those kinds of things.
Okay. So just very simply, Omer, technically sales speak, so we're recording a podcast interview right now, but your sales speak, is just joining us in the conversation. So technically, can you describe how it's implemented?
It starts with an AI that learns everything about the company, right? Because we want the conversations to be intelligent. We have a unique solution that literally in 5 minutes can learn a lot of things about the company based on your website, based on documents that you have, video that you have. People are amazed on the quality of the conversation that our AI can do just by after 5 minutes of training. But it starts with, this is what the company is doing. That's my ICP. These are my goals. And then you can put it to work. You can put it to work on your website. And again, it starts with, could be just a widget on your website that have a conversation with people. It could be something that completely changes your website based on that. It could communicate in email as well. And a third product also identifies when an LLM like ChatGPT is accessing your website and actually creates a shadow website. So think of it, there's a human-based website, if a human is coming to actually consume information, but we see more and more, and I'll have to double down on that in a minute, that agents are coming to the website and they make decision differently, they consume content differently, and we identify that and make sure we send them the right information to make the right decision for that company.
Yeah. Share maybe just a couple of clients that you're working with right now. It looks as though you work with a lot of tech companies in B2B. How are they implementing and how has this improved their sales processes?
Yeah. So first of all, we have about currently 70 customers from small startups. We have a free tier, and every small startup is, invited to use it for free, into a few public companies that are using it. B2B technology, all B2B services. Our sweet spot right now are mainly companies that are selling to a technical audience. Not always, but this is where we see better success because, for example, a CIO or a chief information security officer, they don't want to speak with sales. But they see AI and said, hey, what can I get from that AI? The main implementation right now are simply people putting us on our website, on their website, and allowing their incoming visitors to engage with us. And again, in those cases, we may have a conversation with the user. We may change the website for them. But more important, we answer everything that they want. We get information from them. We guide them to a goal. Now, the goal could be, hey, you're qualified. We will schedule a demo with you with our best AE. And then we provide a lot of insights. Imagine we're going to tell them, you know what? Everybody's speaking about your competitor, or everybody's looking for a feature that you don't have. Or remember that feature we released 3 months ago? Nobody's asking about it. So we see a combination of increase in website conversion, but also a lot of insights that allow our customers to fine-tune their messaging, to fine-tune their marketing campaign, and actually revamp the website. But
Yeah.
if I may, this is what's happening right now. But I can, I'd love to speak about where I see this is going really, really quickly. And I think one of the things that excites in AI is that the speed of things, the change of things is completely amazing. And here's what's happening right now. I think you probably agree with me that a lot of people are using AI and are going to continue using AI in order to research companies, in order to make decisions. Josh, are you with me? Because you seem a bit stuck.
I am.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're being frozen. So AI is going to be, a main thing in the buyer journey. Now, a lot of companies right now are using analytics tools and eventually publishing content in order to be found by AI agent. So Josh, for example, would be able to publish 50 blog pages because it's very easy. I would publish 500,000 blog pages because and what you see right now, as we speak, in this moment, hundreds of thousands of web pages are being generated by AI just for the sake of convincing AI to get information about the company. And I think that model is going to break. What we see here is we're going into a world where an AI agent, those LLMs, are actually going to look for other ways to learn about company. Those ways could not be, I need to scrape 100 million pages of, that 99% of them were generated by AI. Our bet is that they're actually going to look for a verified source from the company, another agent for the company. And we see a world pretty soon where there's going to be an agent-to-agent conversations. And I think a lot of companies, a lot of founders don't understand it right now. And they develop everything in their go-to-market, assuming that there's going to be a human being that is consuming this. But in reality, of course, there's a human being that's consuming this, but it will be gated by an AI agent. And the way AI agents consume information, the way AI agents make decisions is different. And we're seeing a world where this is going to, the companies that will adapt this will actually win much faster than anybody else.
Yeah. Well, Omer, your website is salespeak.ai. We've got, of course, the direct link to it within the podcast app here as well. And I know you've got some resources here. You certainly can kind of, I mean, you can demo it firsthand. Share what people should do when they go to your website, because my recommendation is, well, obviously you use SalesSpeak on your own website. Go ahead and engage with yours, but I'll let you kind of share what our
Yeah.
friend listening might want to do.
So one of my beliefs in go-to-market and product is I want to provide value as soon as I can without even speaking with a potential buyer. So a couple of things that anybody I should recommend to do. One, if you have any question about SalesSpeak, just go and interact with our AI and ask everything. It would be the same as, picking up my brain and getting all the information. And by the way, if we are missing information, we'll know about it. That's going to be a win-win. But the second thing is literally in 2 minutes, every company can just put their URL in, and in 2 minutes, they will see our AI on their website, as smart as the website. Again, a website usually covers 80%, so usually after that, they might want to train it a bit more. But if you want to experience how AI sees you and what AI can understand from you and what information we can actually use in order to provide a white glove service to anybody that is coming to your company, you can actually go to our website and experience this yourself. And you won't need to speak with our salespeople because you have our AI that you can ask all those kinds of questions.
Yeah. Omer Gottlieb, founder, CEO of SalesSpeak, the website salespeak.ai. Omer, it's been a great conversation. Thank you so much for joining the, this is an exciting future. Even if someone is resistant to it, the toothpaste is out of the tube. This is just the way that a good chunk of your future buyers are going to be researching and engaging, and eventually communicating with the humans within your company. So, Omer, thank you so much for the conversation.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you very much for the opportunity again.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your PodVerified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.